are now tuned in to The Raymundo Show. History in the making. A man with a master plan to inspire, make you laugh, spread love around the world. The Brooklyn Way. Give it up for your host, Raymundo.
It's your host, Raymundo. Welcome to my show where we laugh, talk about how we can be better, and just have fun in the process. But this is episode 53. Growing Pains reminds me of a song by Ludacris. Think of a barbecue and when 2 Chainz was Titty Boy. But yeah, didn't have no idea what I was going to come up with, and I had a conversation about it, and now it's the fucking episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, right? And then it goes black, and then boom, I'm on stage. But let's get into that quote of the day before we start this episode, right? Growing up is losing some illusions in order to acquire others, by Virginia Woolf. Probably not the first time I quoted her. And that quote just went so perfectly with what I'm trying to get across on this episode, which is sometimes we just gotta grow the fuck up. This is what we wanted when we were younger, and now it's here, and now we wish we could go back in time. But we gotta face the music and mature, start doing things differently. I feel like when you think like a kid, or you think in a way where it doesn't do you any good, and you know to yourself that you could be childish. You know, you become a collection of all these childish things that make you feel like you're not grown up. And I feel like that's, to be honest, that's kind of what I'm dealing with. Like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm closer to 40 than I am to 30. That's what people say when they get close to, you know, the higher number. I'm a father of 2 beautiful twins. But sometimes I look in the mirror and I'll be like, yo, you dead ass a dad. Like, I'm like, yo, it's still like, I love them to death. Like, I don't even remember the world without them anymore. And I don't even want to. But sometimes I'll be like, yo, you a dad, man. You got some growing up to do. You got some changes to make. The way you saw things before is not the way you should be seeing things now. You know, I'm a different man. I feel like I had opportunities to really put in all that time. But now I kind of got to like still keep it going. But, you know, I got to make sure that income right. Things ain't getting easier. They just trying to make way of life more difficult. But, you know, in this type of country, only the strong survive. So you gotta be one of the strong ones. And like I said, the quote hit hard because we all have illusions of who we think we are, who we could be. And we can make them come to life. But we gotta give up, like, we gotta give up the childish ones in order to embrace the adult ones. Right? Like, what's that saying? When I grew up, I put childish things away. Yeah, and I remember when I stopped playing with toys, bro. I was like 11. I put all them shits out. Like, I put all my toys out, and I was like, yo, I'm too old to be playing with these shits. Like, that's it. I watch it BET now. I can't be fucking... I'm listening to DMX, man. I can't be having Spider-Man and Spider-Man, Batman, and the Power Rangers jumping to Ninja Turtles anymore. I couldn't do that. I had to, like, you know, take it up a notch. But yeah, that was a good quote of the day. Shout out to Virginia Woolf. But yeah, let's get into the nitty gritty of the episode. Growing Pains, man. Yo, when we were younger, I remember, yo, like, I saw everything differently. I saw myself having a car at 17. Saw myself having all these girls, had myself having money. I probably saw myself in the NBA. Like, I really thought I was going to go to the NBA at one point in my life. And, like, I didn't even do anything to really show that. But, like, I remember being younger, and when your mom, get your ass inside, you know what I'm saying? You be like, yo, when I get old, I'm going to stay out as long as I want to. And now that you old and all older, you don't stay outside as long as you want to anymore. So you got to do something. You got to go inside, you know what I'm saying? Being tired is a thing, but when you're younger, I don't even think you even think about losing energy. You just, if you don't have energy, you would just pass out. All right. Oh man. Which, as kids, we didn't know that when we took naps, we did our parents a favor because they got some time to themselves. They had time to just chill. You know, I'm living that from experience. Every time they take their first nap, that's like, you know what I'm saying, when I'm not working, that's like, yo, that's me time right now. Like, I get to just chill. They sleep in. They, you know, they ate breakfast already. That's another thing they don't tell you about. I mean, your parents are like that with you, but it makes a parent's day when their kids eat. Like, every time my kids eat, I feel full. You know what I mean? Like, I feel complete. I feel like I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? But if they don't eat, I don't feel good. I feel like I feel off. Like, I can't enjoy my day. But like the saying says, babies ain't gonna go hungry. If they hungry, they gonna let you know. And you know, I think they eat pretty good. But yeah, growing up, I remember that Toys R Us commercial. I don't wanna grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a dun, 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 that I could play with. Like, and I remember like feeling that, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Toys R Us kid, yo, Jeffrey, holla at me. Like, it was you know what I mean? Like, I probably took that shit too personal. And I'm not like childish with everything. It's just, I don't know, I feel like sometimes I don't be facing it. Like, yo, I can't do things the way I did before. You know what I mean? Like, I'm older, my life's different. It's not where I want it to be. So I gotta do different things. And yo, it sucks to be so aware, because it's like, to be aware and to not do is like, it's on you. It's like, ain't it nobody? And at the end of the day, it's never on anybody else but you. But when you know, but you know, you question why shit is a certain way, but you haven't did it in a different way. Like, you dead ass wake up mad, do the same shit every day, and then think something's gonna be different. I feel like a lot of us do that. I you know, of course I'm always speaking about me, but a lot of us really do that. Like, I work with people where like they hate a certain coworker, they hate, and they'll just keep going, man. Yo, the cycle is real, man. Like, I feel like I'm caught up in a cycle right now where like I'm doing everything last minute. I'm not being consistent. Again, so I have my child, you know what I'm saying? I have my ways where I need to grow up and act like a real adult. Like, I'm someone's father. I'm two kids' father, and I'm over here like playing around. Yeah, like, even yo, this podcast, I feel like if I would have, you know, did all the things that I set out to do, probably would have been paying me enough to want to say goodbye job. But I didn't take advantage. I pretty much took it for granted of the time I had to be able to do that, you know. And a way to grow is to experience things, right? Going into the unknown helps you mature a little bit. It adds like another badge to your life shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get another badge, like, you did that, you didn't die, you didn't get hurt, and you can live to talk about it, right? And you think about it, man, like, we love being comfortable. The challenges is what really makes you like formidable, you know what I'm saying? There's a big majority of people that just quit after the first try, or people don't like failure and people don't like no. So if you're able to take challenges and overcome them shits, like, that's like adding weight every week to the gym. Like, just a little bit here, a little bit there. Next thing you know, feel like you acting right. You acting like how you supposed to. But without those challenges, you like, how can you really improve? Like, you gotta really ask yourself. I know it's hard to like really go really challenge yourself, but you can start small. If you play 2K, right, and you play on rookie, like, play on veteran. You know what I'm saying? Play against some real competition. You know what I'm saying? If you take the car to work, get on the bus. See how long it takes you to get there on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, like, right, to evolve, to develop, to be, I feel like this ultimate version of yourself is purposely putting yourself in a challenging, fearful, life-changing situation. And that doesn't have to be like something crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, giving a speech, or, you know, like, I went skydiving. I don't recommend that for everybody. I read that shit in the book, and it said he got through all his fears after he went skydiving. That was that bullshit, man. Oh, man. And the thing is, right, like, time waits for no man. You're going to grow older, and you don't want to be like a man child. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be like a grown ass man that's aware and knows what time it is. Like, if you have like a mental disability, you know what I'm saying? I you know, all respect, I wish you the best. But if you're aware and an able man or able woman, and you acting like you got time, we don't really got time. We dead ass on borrowed time. Like, it's crazy how much we take it for granted. There's a date that you like, you're not on this world after that date. And we all have that date. You know what's the date that nobody thinks about? we all have a date, last day with the, you know, the people we love. And you want to make sure that you gave it your all. You did what you had to do, especially if you got young ones. And even if you don't got young ones, man, to generate, you know, the future, the children are the future. You know what I'm saying? Accomplishing things, setting goals, and just fucking shit up. Like, play, work hard, play hard, man. That's another thing. You got to enjoy your life too. Yeah, I'm not saying grow up and not have fun. I'm just saying balance it out. If you're not where you want to be because you're doing a little bit too much of the pleasure thing, it's time to come on over, baby, to the work thing and balance it out. Yo, there's this podcaster. I forgot his name, but he's some brolic dude. Hey, this is his schedule. He works from 6 to 12, 3 days a week. Now, you imagine, you work 40 hours. Some people work 80. Some people be wild and not working the 120. Maybe that's too high. But imagine working yourself into a position where you get to work only 4 hours a day, all your bills are paid, and you're taking care of you, your children, and you're able to help out with your family when they need you. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be like that if you're acting like a kid, you're looking for somebody to save you, or you playing victim, or you waiting for a situation to just come knock on your door. It's never gonna happen. That's the thing. So some of us think like, and including myself, that it was just an automatic progression of life of how things would be. But no, you don't become those things until you do those things. I didn't become a podcaster until I started doing a whole bunch of episodes. You don't become in shape by not working out on a regular basis. You are what you eat and you are what you do. So if you feel like me, you having problems with like feeling like, you know, you're not taking the mature route, the grown route, you're still moving like you did when you was 22 and now you're 40, like something gotta change. And what are we waiting for to change it? Like, honestly, what are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? Like, what are you waiting for? Waiting to get an Amazon package saying, yo, it's time, motherfucker. Like, nah, son. Bezo, he good. He already did. He did his shit. Like, he's chilling. Bezo good. Bezo, shit. He running the internet game. Like, surprise. Anybody else makes money the way he makes money with Amazon. Like, it's crazy. But big world that loves consumerism. So why not be part of it? Capitalize on it. But that's another episode. Probably get somebody that runs an online business that's making money from the crib. Like, and you know what's dope about working online? You get to, well, if you're really making money from online, all you're doing is researching and putting it in traffic in positions where it can make you bread. And you ain't got to talk to nobody. You don't got to deal with no attitude. You just got to, like, lead them electronically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to lead them, like, where, like, they click on something and then they go to your store and they buy it. And they know when they buy it, they get it, and then they get something. And having a whole bunch of people do that, imagine, like, and I feel like I'm saying that because I'm in customer service and I got to talk to certain people. And I'm like, you know what? It'd be nice if I didn't have to talk to those people, you know, and not because, you know what I mean? I don't want a job, but just making money on the other side of human interaction, which is, you know, working off what us appealing to them. Which this is what it's all about. Honestly, that's what this whole podcasting, fucking music, you find a way to people to come look for you, to want to listen to what you got to say. And either they're waiting for you to drop some new shit or they're listening to your old shit. That's like, there's a guy that talks to me on my job about this podcast of Tom Dillon. And I'm like, yo, I wish somebody was speaking about my podcast the way he keeps talking to me about Tom Dillon. Like, he always got some shit about Tom Dillon. And it's some funny ass shit, though. I ain't gonna front. I have checked it out. It is good. Shout out to Tom. And he don't, to Tom, his name, I just said it too. And he don't even record audio, video. He just straight audio. And I'm like, damn, I used to love just recording audio. But at the same time, you want to see the person that's talking. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, it's how you build that connection. You know what I mean? I'm not used to, like, looking directly in the camera like I'm looking at you. Like, yeah, I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Nah. I usually look away. I feel like all podcasters do that shit. But yeah, man, like, I just guess I just wanted to put this episode out because I'm dealing with it. And I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with it. And it doesn't have to be in all areas of your life. It could be like one particular area where you still doing shit childish. You know what I'm saying? You being childish with it. Like when you could, you know what I'm saying? You could add a little bit of age and a little bit of experience to that. You know what I'm saying? Little salt babe that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But yeah, you know what? The final say, I usually don't do this for the final say, but I'm going to freestyle it, right? Yeah, I ain't trying to rhyme. I'm just going to finish the episode out. There was a song that said breaking up is hard to do, but I think growing up is hard to do. Because when we were kids, that's when life was great. We didn't have bills. You know, our parents were around. And all we had to do was go to school, watch Saturday cartoons, and entertain ourselves so our parents could do what they got to do. But time, which is a fucking illusion, it doesn't stop. And we grow old. Well, we get older. Of course, we get wiser. But sometimes it's a necessary thing we have to do to obtain the life that we want. And what's self-help if you can't get the fucking life that you want? And if it just takes a little bit of growing up, a little bit maturing, a little bit of like acting like an adult that's trying to start a business, an adult that's trying to provide the best for his family, an adult that just wants to be the best they can be and give it their best every day, I think is worth looking into. Oh man, but this was a great episode. If this is your first time, listen, I appreciate you. If you a regular degular, you know I loves you and always appreciate you. I hope I got my point across in this episode. I always try to. This was actually my first freestyle episode. When you work and you got twins and you having trouble with growing up, you do shit like freestyle episode. But I think it came out pretty good. So, but you let me know in the comments that you don't comment on. Till next time. Peace, love, mundo. Out.